question is regarding the Mammon. Again, just to make it perfectly clear, everybody can hear okay? I'm using these courtesy of the REITs office. They had finally sent us some support, so we appreciate it. But particularly want to give a shout out to Rabbi Yaakov Taubes, who always tries to help and, you know, who initiated trying to make things a little easier. Okay, so we're discussing Never Go to the Mammon, and it should be perfectly clear that this is a Shas topic, a massive Shas topic at that. And we have no presumption that in a couple of days, especially with time limits, which I hope soon will be a thing of the past, that we're going to be able to comprehensively cover the topic. Obviously, the right way to do it is to look up, you know, all the related sugyas and really to wade in deeply and immerse ourselves, you know, in the topic and figure it out. Since we can't really do that, but this is, as we just pick up where we left off, this is a very crucial sugya for it, for two reasons, really. Number one, because of the application to Bali Rabbi Yamatze, which we'll discuss soon, could be part of the problem, part of the solution. It's perfectly clear that Bali Rabbi Yamatze relates very specifically to ownership or to reshus, meaning some legal relationship that exists with the actual chefetz qua. I'll see why I say this in a minute. Betoras, in other words, the actual chepetz. In other words, it's who's the owner of the chametz as the owner of the chametz. And therefore, it in that respect, it kind of puts Dovar Goren Lamamon on a high pedestal. Meaning, as you'll see, you know, more as we go on, but again, obviously the words Dovar Goren Lamamon Kimamon Dami, you know, are pretty general, pretty amorphous. And part of the task in this massive topic is to try to figure out the relationship between like-minded and sound, you know, similar topics, like Garmi, like Hezek Shein HaNikar, in addition to Dovar HaGorim. So, you know, when we talk about any of these, but we'll zero in for the moment on Dovar HaGorim. So the question is, what are we really shooting for? What are we aspiring toward? What are we really trying to accomplish? You know, when we say Dovar HaGorim is Kimomo. At minimum, you know, you could look at it in terms of kind of a garmi, and the question is a legal question of responsibility. You do something which is in some respects, let's say, more indirect, we'll call it, less clear cut, right? You're the shomer of an object. And the question is, you know, how does your responsibility to this object figure into, you know, your liability for it, and different types of liability. So at minimum, you could just say it's about, you know, hezek and hefsed and chiv tashlumin. Maximally, you want to say that Dovar HaGorim Lamamon, to Mamon Dami, let's say in every respect, meaning I'll just, you know, make a couple of references. It's a chefza shel shovi. It's a chefza shel mamon. It's probably the same thing, right? But in addition to that, it is, it defines what kind of chefza it is. It's a chefza shel mamon that belongs, let's say, by virtue of the fact that you have to pay for it, to the world of Choshen Mishpat, not to some other exotic world. What other exotic world? Meaning, maybe it's not the world of Akum or Hektish. That's essentially a giant step forward. We're not talking about the fact that you are going to have to reach into your bank account and pay for it. We're talking about changing how we look at it. Hey, well, we'll get back to this, obviously. Things like Re'ehu, right? Re'ehu v'lo shel Hektish. Re'ehu v'lo shel Akum. But if you, Yisrael, are paying for it, right? Does that mean that it's not part of the exotic world, or it's not only part of the, it's also a question, exotic world of Kachin or the non-exotic world of Akum? But it's really part of the Re'ehu world, right? That's a question. And what about going further, or I'm not sure if it's further or sideways, right? What about another step or different step? Are you the Bailim? Are you sufficiently the Bailim where you need to be Bailim? Right? So let's say the issue is not whether this belongs in the Akum Kadshim world or the Re'eu world, but the question simply is it Ruvain? Is it Shimon's? Does the Shomer have a status of Bailim? And of course that has more than one manifestation too, like vis-a-vis, a rival or in his own right. And how do you allocate all of that, right? That's a really different question. So these various issues, we're just not sure. If you look in Shas, we'll do a quick survey, but even for the moment, right? So if you're talking about some of the things that we mentioned the other day, right? Kepel Dalad Vehei, the Gunav Nibesa Ish for Kepel. Shalohu Toveach. Oops. Okay, Shalohu Toveach. I guess that's the downside of these things, right? I'm learning quickly. Shalohu Toveach, Shalohu Mocher. Right? That's a bilus issue. Ona'a. Right, seems to be nothing to do with bilus. Has to do with whether or not it's considered kapsa shell hekdesh or not. Right, and then how do you, how do you apply davar gorim to things like shavuos ha'edos or shavuos in Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Hey, and the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis. But that's not at all about shovi. Bailus, a little about Chovy. It's more about Shemamon, a little bit about Chovy. But so my point is that, and then one of the things we have to look at is, are all references to Davar Gorin and Mamon in Shas the same? In the Ramban and Kutrasina de Garmi, basically, it kind of introduces a paragraph with this by saying, don't be misled by the phrase. It's sometimes used in multiple ways in Shas. Now that's a concession that no Baal Halacha wants to make l'chatchila. Right? The assumption when we discuss, the Shas and so on, the first assumption, until you run into problems, and until your problems are formidable enough that they lead you to an honest conclusion, if an unhappy one at some time, is that the phrase, has single meaning. So if the Ramban is forced, to concede in the context of writing Kuntras Dina de Garmi, where exactly he's doing what we should be doing, he's, wading in and immersing himself and examining all the evidence from bottom to top and top to bottom and all the ways around it too. So the Ramban basically says, listen, I can't. I just have to be honest. There's a melitza aspect to Davar Gorim. Sometimes it's used, right, in a very different way. I don't understand. In case you're not up to there yet, just so you know what I'm talking about, and then I'll bring it back to our sermon. Again, we're not going to get so immersed in this topic, although it's a fascinating one. Ramban says, the Hevi Odeya, in my Shavel edition, that's on page 115, the Hevi Odeya, Shalashon Davar Gorim L'Mamon K'Mamadami Huizka B'Talmud Al Drachim Rabim. The Maidam Rinan, Bahai Pirka, referring to Baal Kama Kufei, Gimel Shavuos Hein, V'Omar Shmuel L'Chiyuv, right, Mishum the Davar Gorim L'Mamon K'Mamadami, Also minyan korban shua itmar. The dami command omar kfira she'efshar lovely de mamon hada v'lav kfiras dorim bi'alma. There it only means a very minimal explanation, a very minimal idea. But that is that the shvua isn't just about emes and sheker, kfiras dvarim. It's a consequential, it's a monetary shvua because it has the potential to trigger monetary consequences. Okay, so the phrase davar gorim there just doesn't mean much, very much. The dami command amar kfira she'efshar lavo lidei mamonu. Forget about davar gorim the moment. It just means it's a kfira she'yesh bo mishum mamon. V'lav kfira z'dvarim bi'alma. Right, and then he proves it. And then later on, when he discusses the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Shavuot, so the Gemara talks about, you know, the concept of Shavuot Eidos for Neid Echad. This seems to be Makuv, sorry, but Shimon Mechachamim, whether Davar Gorim Lamamun Kamamun Dami. That's how the Gemara formulates it. So the Ramban says, 1 second. Later on, if I can find it. Okay, I'm all past it already.
I have the line whoever wants.
Yeah, it's starting from Vanan Kvar.
I have one where he says, Leka Lidmuye Kla.
Yeah, correct. It starts from Vanan Kvar Galina, right?
Maybe the paragraphs are broken up differently, but I have
no. Vanan kvar galinu v'rach me mari d'shmaya. I'm going to have you read it because it'll be better for my voice. Tafila heichad alo kansin on leimachayev. V'chein ani omer begorim v'slusrof shorosu shechavero.
Yeah.
That's the right piece.
Shechavero bimbo and espin beratzo and shechayev. Shagorim kemazik. V'afila gorim digarmi chayev. V'lako l'dumay yikla Allah hi damir negabi korban shuv v'msech shuvus. Hakomodim beide sota beide kinoi de potter the habit like gorim de gorim. Dasam lo chayva tur shua el al shua seidus hamachayavis mamen o goremes. Av a gorim de gorim is pure svarim. Mamona leka filibakovish edis gomer, but filibish de edim. Misha dimashne yonimilu ve irvon chayv mishim kilayim.
Of course, another great line from the Ramban. Okay, but if you contrast this to the Rajba, just for example, right? He says kind of the same idea, but in the opposite direction, right? Ratan? Rajban Lamed Bay, just to get the principle out there for the moment. Yeah? Yeah, Nathan, you have it?
I'm trying to find it. I don't have it open in front of me.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody have it? I think I assigned it, right?
I have it in front of me.
Okay, go ahead. Nathan, go ahead.
So Hacha the Hakamishigi. Wrong Rashba. Vitisa the Vahapligi Vama by Dopliga Gorma Maman you come on Dami Allah. In Lashon Tisa Mechuber Beinite, the Pirish said, "The Hachavale Meimar El Begorim Lamamun Pligi." Amar Lachena Amar Baye. A Lashon Tisa Mashma the Med Amar Deida Echad Ki Asa Lamamona Asi Kashile. Kolomer Ti Asha Markin Deisa Levaza Rishim Deida Echad Ki Asa Lamamona Kasi. Mishimachin Nearly the Hachav Pirishu. Ti Asha Lomar the Mishum the Rightly Starf Chashvim Like Begorim Lamamun. His Chay Bishus Edus Amar Baye Hakol Modim Edi Kine the Pturin. Afagav Durin Lid Starf Abik Subasa Bahadi Edistira Vetuma Dila Edistira Vetuma Bulkina Glum Mitrisa Agava Koshikan Dilavik Subasa.
Right. So that's the part where he's explaining. I want the part the Kaimel and Karbanon, you have that?
Sorry. The Kaimel and Karbanon, the Rabbin need him. What does Damas Nisan cover? Sorry, Kashi, the Kaimel and the Zik, come on this, Dina the Gami. Lisa Dinagam Koshikan Lisa Devagam Mam Kondam Kimukov Behade Vavakama. We had Vavakama Kamushika Sakasha.
What's he troubled by? The opposite problem of the Ramban.
Yeah, but because
the Ramban was troubled that we should paskin. How can we paskin Davar Gorim in Shavuos, right? And the Rashba is troubled the opposite. Right? Yeah. If you paskin like Dinadina de Garmi, then you should paskin like Davar Gorim Mamon. And if you paskin Davar Gorim Mamon, then how can you paskin here that it's not good enough, right? Below that. Yeah. The Hakashaini. So again, what's I'm just giving this as it's an important example. As it happens, when we learned Shavuos at the time, I also tried to show that the Ramban and Rashba were l'shitasa. That the Rashba, when it comes to Shavuos Eidos, requires a Shavuos, which is literally Matzid Mamon. That's a Shita in Bava Kama, Dafna and Vav. That's a Shita on Lamed Gimel in Shavuos, and that's a Shita on Lamed Beis in Shavuos. Whereas the Ramban has this view that basically you need the mechayiv is the shvua, but it's a shvua sheyesh ba mamo. It's a shvuas mamo, not a shvuas kfiras dvarim b'yama. But the real mechayiv is still the kfira. So consistent with that ends up being the two opposite perspectives of the Ramban and the Rashba on this issue. But what they both share in common in two opposite ways is that what they're saying is that the phrase davar gorim lemamon is very contextual. And that even though, you know, it you would think, the assumption of the question in both cases is to square the psak in one case in one direction, another case in the other direction, in the end of the day, it's two different dinim and some melitza b'alma, not a melitza b'alma, but it can have a different meaning in different contexts. Let's contrast that with the view of the Ravid in a tshuva. I didn't give it a look at, I don't think. It's also quoted here. I would have given it to you anyway, even if it wasn't quoted here. But because I'm going to discuss it very briefly when we talk about Ravid and Shittim Kuvetas. But it's also printed here in the Torah, so we've shown him on the daf, on Ayamid Beis. The Ravid and tshuva sapsakim is Simin Kuf Ayin Tes. So the Ravid says, "Harini Moshe l'chamash nirali yim psak din v'alocha l'maisa v'plukta d'rab Shimon v'rabana." The Ravid says, "I'm going to weigh in on how we paskin." Right? There are huge machloksim in how we paskin between, both in Garmi and Davar Gorim. It's not such a simple matter. Says the Ravid, "Hevi odeya, shadaiti nota l'kvoa masmeros ki Rab Shimon." Okay? He says, we paskin like Rab Shimon, not like Ramban. The amar davar gorim l'mamon ki mamadami. And then he says, v'dina de davar gorim shayach b'dina de garmi. Okay, interesting. V'dafka gorim, avo gorim de gorim potter. Kiramina de Shavuos, Lamed Beis, Hakol Modim Be De Sota, Shapata Be De Kinui, Tavale Gorim De Gorim. The Koshkein L'inyan Tashlumin. So the whole thrust of this Ravid, the question is how it fits in with other Ravids, that already gets complicated. But the thrust of the Ravid is basically to establish, seeming default at least, two things. Number one, that there is a connection, strong connection, between Dina de Garmi and Davar HaGorim L'Momo. I mean that they belong in one world. I'll explain what I mean in just a minute. That's number one. And that's a huge discussion, not only regarding psak, because in psak you could say that it's a question of, drawing the line, kol shekein, which is stronger, which is weaker, but everything is in a single continuum. And, the question is, the different pratim. And that's certainly the way many Rishonim look at it. And it sounds like mostly that's how the Rabbi looks at it, as opposed to, let's say, the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi, who basically says, the whole thrust of Kuntras Dina de Garmi is to say, all these things look alike. You might be under the, misimpression that they're all the same, or that they're all, plots on the, on the landscape. But in fact, says the Ramban, they're different dinim. They relate to different issues. I'll explain what those different issues are in just a second. But the Ravid here is saying, we could argue which is better, which is worse, but they're all connected. Maybe even more than connected. Maybe they're all one idea, and the question simply is the pratim. So it's fascinating that he starts off by saying, the dina, the davar gorim, shayach, the dina de garmi. Okay. And he goes on to say, tafka gorim, avon gorim de gorim patur. What's gorim de gorim? That's the Gemara in Shavuos. Kedomina b'Shavuos. Again, if you think like the Ramban, or like the Rajba, especially like the Ramban, that the Gemara in Shavuos is a Melitza B'Alma, it's not the same issue in Sugya at all, you're not going to quote as an example or as a Raya for what the Rabbi is saying. The Rabbi goes on to say, Kol Shekein L'Inyan Tashlumen, meaning he's acknowledging that there are discrepancies and that the subject matter of most sugyas of Dover HaGorim L'Mamon and that's again Shavuos and above a Kama, Kofei, are different. In one case, you're talking about the quality, the Chetza Shel Shvua, what kind of Shvua it is. Whereas in other cases, you're talking about whether you're Chayav or Patur, or maybe some other things, which we'll get to in a second. But in the end of the day, they're different. So the Ravid can't deny that completely. I mean, it is clear that it's the nature of the Shvua that we're talking about in the Sugyas and Shvuas. The question is, does that mean it's a Melitza B'Alma? Or does that mean, that you could be Mechalik, but it's still one theme, one topic? So the idea of saying Kol Shekein L'Inyan Tashlumen is his way of saying, I acknowledge the differences and I maintain my view that it's one topic, one theme. And then he goes on to say, Hukach, Hashaleach HaSabe'era B'yad Kereshot HaVakatan, Ilu Ocho Dover Sheguf HaMamon Chayiv, Avala Mocho Shtaros HaShof HaVeiro, She'en Guf HaMamon Potter, Ezeu Gorin V'Gorin. This is a very interesting Ravid. The Ravid basically says, let's say you have Dover HaGorin L'Mamon on a Garmi. Right? The Dover HaGorin L'Mamon is connected to Sorev Shtaros HaShof HaVeiro. Is the sugya of Dina de Garmi Bavakamadav Sari Ches. Right? So once you read the Ramban, frankly, and maybe even before, you would never call that combination, right, Gorim Le Gorim, and compare it to the Gemara and Shavua Staf Lamed Beis. But if you hold like the Ravid, the Dover Gorim and Garmi are connected. And that the Gemara and Shavuos, even if you want to be Mechalek and Psak, belongs to the topic, not just a Melitza, but substantively. So then the combination of Dabar Gorim Legarmi is Grama Legrama. By the way, the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi talks exactly about that case and says that's not Grama Legrama. He says that's just, that's a regular case of Garmi, essentially. Yeah. No, nothing. It looks like you want to say something.
Is that case even when you're shaleach biyad kirshot v'katan? That's not even like a classic goren l'mamon. That's just
it's like removed. Right, exactly. It's like a diluted garmi.
Right. So you see that already in the Ravid. He's not only is he willing to conflate the categories, he'll even refer to that as goren l'mamon when it's just removed hezek.
Exactly. So the question is, and this is part of this bigger question, how do we look at garmi? How do we look at goren l'mamon? How do we look at, again, the other one, hezek sheino nikar? How do we really look at all this? So if you take, the common denominator view is hefsed mamon and a mechayev of hefsed mamon. And then you can say all the details, no matter what they are, whether it has to do with the heftza shel nezek, right? Or the maisa hezek, or the question of, bailim, or the characterization of what the heftza is. These are just details. These are details that distance you from a classic case of, Mamon or Hezek. And then they have to be, weighed. And you can, we could debate about whether, something that's more direct, but it's not Ikaro Mamon, where the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that's how he has, that if it's not Ikaro Mamon, that's Garmi, And Rab Shimon, you might not agree with Garmi because it's Eini Karo Mamon. Right? And then, as we'll see in a moment, we'll look at Tosfos Bava Kama in a minute. Tosfos says, yeah, but you can make the case in the other direction too. Right? You could say that something which is Gorem L'Mamon may be Ikaro Mamon, but it's still a very personal, kind of a thing. It's Mamon for you. You're a Shomer and you're it's Shor Niskal. You're a Shomer on a Shor Niskal. According to Rabbi Yaakov, who says that even if he gave it back, he could say Reishol Chalafanecha, even after the Psak Din of Shor Niskal. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. And that Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Okay? So, right, but that's a very personal, for no one else is Shor Niskal Mamon. So what's more Mamon? What's more of a chafta shel mamon? Something that is mamon, like it's a live, breathing animal, although it's a shor niskal, and for you, it has clear monetary consequences, but for your neighbor, like it's dead money, it's tisurianu, there's nothing to get out of it. Is that more ikar mamon than a shtar? Which isn't intrinsically mamon, just that if you hold a shtar, you increase the likelihood, or in some cases, it's the only way of securing your gevia. So it's a piece of paper, right? It doesn't have intrinsic value, but the value, the functional value that it has for everybody is equal. Anybody can appreciate anybody holding a shtar. Has that value, which is more ikaro momo, right? So in a way, this is the discussion. Again, I don't want to get into all of them, just making the bigger point now because I don't have so much time. But let's say Tosis and Bava Kama. There has to be a secret of keeping these things in, no? Is there a secret? I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara in Bava Kama who has Tosfos in Bava Kama? Zach, you have Tosfos in Bava Kama?
I'm just going to pull it up.
Tosfos in Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph on the base.
Vesavar, yeah. Vesavar lakir pshim and damer davar garm the mamon kimam and dami tema. The lama le lemeimar the saver kerb shemen. Name der mayor the time mate the doin dina the garmi. The kol shekin the machayev b'davar garm the mamon. The hamer bagos okama. Imar damer b'shemen the chamamon dami. Davar shei kar mamon. Davar shei kar mamon to go and serve shteros or shal chaveru mishamis like. In Cain, the mayor the machayev b'serv shteros of kedamin and hasam. The man the doin dina the garmi megavi be. May star Maalia Kolshig in the Machai Bidavar Garm the Mama.
Okay, so what's the question based on?
He thinks that Davar Garm the Mama and Dina the Garmi are the same thing.
Well, at least they're in a hierarchical line, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that, again, the Ramban answer would be they're not. They're two different Dinim. And, you know, maybe here, well, what is the here? What's the context here about Kama?
This was by
Shor Niskal.
Shor Niskal, yeah, right.
So what's the story with the Shor Niskal?
That it was Hua Bebeis HaShomer, and it was Nigmar Dina Bebeis HaShomer, I think. So,
so what right. would you say? Is that the same as Garmi?
It doesn't sound like it.
Because what's the point in Shor Niskal, at least in this sugya? Tzvicha Mechira.
Right.
Is so the issue whether...
Sorry.
Yeah, but what's the issue in Tzvicha Mechira?
I'm not sure what Rebbe's asking. Dalad Behe?
Yeah, it's a Dalad Behe. Dalad Behe. But what's the... What are you looking for? Value?
Oh no! If he was Mazik the Bailim.
Exactly. What you're looking for is Shalohu Toveach. There are two things you're looking for. Obviously, if it has no value, it has no value, right? If it has no value, it has no value. But you're also interested in the fact that it's Shalohu Toveach v'Shalohu Mocher, and there is a Shalohu Toveach Shalohu Mocher, correct?
Yeah.
So I would have answered this question right off the bat by saying, and I think this is the answer that the Ramban would give for sure, and certainly it's in the spirit of the Ramban, and that is the issue of Dalad Behe is not an issue of Garmi. It's an issue of Davar Garm Lamomo. Garmi is an issue of Mazik. Right? It's an issue of maybe mafsid, of chiv tashlumet. But here, we're interested in establishing who owns this chepetz and whether or not you're doing tzicha mechira vis-a-vis that person or not. Bailus. What does Garmi have to do with bailus? One would have thought. So Tosa's question is a little strange. What's Tosa's answer?
He says, "V'yishlomar adika nami svar lemeimar ipcha dal karchach l'machayev r'meir ala bedina degarmi kagon besorish shtar shachaver uchiyotzi bo shirar yashtar l'chol ha'olam limkar v'ligbos po v'kein b'mesachik gufano al gabi tivuoso shachaver uya hatvui l'chol ha'olam al davar garmi l'mamon k'moshar niska v'kadjum shachayev achriyusan in a roi ala l'zeh shayipater bo atzmo. Lo yichayev mayor. Lachika amar the sabalak Reb Shimon.
Oh, so what is that? Is he giving my answer?
No, it's a technical answer.
What?
It's a technical answer about the difference between that. It only applies in some cases.
Right, but on the other hand, let's take a step back, because it could be if there's an equation between Garmi and Davar Garm Lamamo, it can still take place on two levels. Right? That?
Right.
Meaning?
Meaning either one is more about like the shovi of the chefetz, one is more about the bailus, or one...
So which one is pulling which one, is what I'm trying to ask. Exactly what you're trying to say. In other words, mid the garmi nishma le davar garmi le mamon, or mid the davar garmi le mamon nishma le garmi. So it sounds like what Tosis is saying here more is mid the davar gorem nishma Madarmi. Mitzvah is saying, you know what? Because think about it. What, and that's why the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzariches, is such an important, you know, concept, where the Gemara says, you know, if you hold Davar Garon Mamon, that doesn't mean in Davar She'eni Karo Mamon, right, you're going to hold Garmi. So basically, there are two ways to read that Gemara. One way is the way Tosis is reading it, which is, there is a din, or a factor, of Ikaro Mamon. We care about Ikaro Mamon. The only question is, you know, I mean, the principle of Ikaro Mamon, let's say. So we understand the difference between a shtar and a pikadon, or kachim shechai b'achri yusan. Right, one's a piece of paper, the other's a living and breathing animal, or whatever. Correct? On the other hand, if it's chepza shel mamon that you're interested in, you can make the case that chepza shel mamon that is limited to one party, right, is less intrinsic than chepza shel mamon that is valued by the world. And that's what Tosa says. But if you understood that Garmi was about Gram Hefsid Mamon, who really cares whether it's Ikaro Mamon? The Yichus of Garmi is not that it's Ikaro Mamon in a different way. The point is that we don't care about Ikaro Mamon. We care about whether you're Chayiv Tashlumin for being Mafsid Mamon Shel Chavero. Right? So what Tosos basically is doing here is saying, don't read the Gemara in Bava Kama as saying a karam mamon, lo a karam mamon, is a din in davar garon the mamon. Why? Because that's about chafta shel shovi, or maybe it's about bailus, or maybe it's about whether it belongs to the exotic world of kachim and akum, or it belongs to the world of re'el. So there we care about the chafta. But in garmi, all we care about is the hefsed mamon. Right, what's the consequence? That's the simple pshat. The way to read Bava Kama Tzariches, if you want to say that Davar Agorin L'mamon L'chud as a Mechayiv and Garmi L'chud, is to read it that way. But then you probably wouldn't ask Tosis this question to begin with, and you certainly wouldn't give Tosis his first answer. Tosis' question is based on the assumption that there is continuity and a strong common denominator, a thematic common denominator, as opposed to something else she'll get to, something more complex. Not sure if it exists, but we'll get to it. There's a thematic common denominator between these two. And then the question is, because even Davar Agorim is just a matter of hefsed and how direct or indirect the hefsed is, or is it because even Garmi is a way of projecting some sort of shovi, at least, if not more, on the chafza? So what we're really saying about it is not that you pay $100 when you burn the shtar, because without a shtar, right, his economic, you know, prospects fell $100. You pay $100 for burning the shtar because the shtar is worth $100. Then already, it's an open question, depending on your point of view, whether Davar Agorim or Garmi is more shovi. Right? And what about the other two answers?
Sorry, hold on. V'yesh mefarshim. Dilahachi Kalmar, the Savalakir Bshimin, Misham Der Bshimin, Kalmar Behedya, the Chayev, Arbav, Chamisha, Bidavar Garm, the Mamun. Avon Bimai, the Machayev, Bimayer, Bidin, and the Garmi, Enlo Chiach, Shi Chayev, Arbav, Chamisha, Bidavar Garm, the Mamun.
Right, hard to assess that answer a little bit. I would have, if he meant what I'm saying and what I'm saying in the spirit of the Ramban, it should have been a little stronger. It should have been, what does Garmi have anything to do with Tzvicha Mechira, or frankly with Re'ehu, or all the other sugyas. Which is not exactly what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying more like, I stick by my guns, but there's no Raya Mefareshes. So the only Raya Mefareshes is a Dover Gon. If you have somebody who's skeptical, you know, it's hard to convince. So he's an iconoclast, so you know, you can't prove it. But it's a little bit maybe in my spirit, because, like, what do you mean you can't prove something? You can't prove it because it's not explicit, or you can't prove it because there's always another argument you can make. Sounds like what Tosfos is saying is, I think my argument is good, but I can see somebody making an alternative argument. What would that alternative argument be that would be, you know, remotely acceptable? Right, the answer is, he doesn't spell it out. Maybe it's our argument. Of course, a third answer in Tosfos is what? Zach?
Yeah, Veriva Mefarish, the Bedina de Garmi, Lomachai, Rabbi Meir, Elamid Rabban, Kidmucha, Visafa Konis.
Yeah. So, of course, that just, you know, once you say that Garmi is only Dinder Rabbanon, you know, so then the whole, you know, question falls apart. But again, for technical reasons. But I would have thought, as I say, that this whole sugya just has nothing to do with Garmi. It's not a coincidence, right? On the other hand, if you take the view of the Ragbid that I mentioned, that's a whole different story. Right, there's a famous discussion, again, since we don't want to spend more than a little bit longer on this. Even within Garmi, you know, probably the best you can get is Shovi. Maybe once you solve Shovi, solves other things. But, there's an interesting argument between the Rambam and the Ravid. I'm not sure if I don't think I gave it to you. In Perek Zayin, Choschov Lamazik, if you're Mochel on a potiki, let's say you have an Eved, and you make him in a potiki for a Chov, right? And then you're Meshachrer, the Eved. There's an interesting machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you violate Dina de Garmi or not. Is that like Soreif Shtaros of Shulchan Aruch? The argument seems to revolve around one very interesting issue. That is, can you be charged for mazik, right? When you're being mazik, your own property. But it's your Eved. Even if he's an apotiki, which means he's a shibud, he's still your Eved. If he wasn't your Eved, the shechar wouldn't work, by the way. So that's an interesting question. Like, what is the significance of the fact that this is, that you own the property? So if Garmi is only about results, basically Garmi says, you're only a Maisa Hezek. Anytime you trigger a Totsa'a of Hefsed Mamon, you're high. Right? So then who cares, Ikaro Mamon, lo Ikaro Mamon? It's irrelevant. And who cares whether or not the Mazik also happens to be working or doing whatever he's doing to his own Chayfet? Because the Chepta Shel Eved, the Apotiki, is not the Davran Nizak. What's the Davran Nizak? Or the Davran Nifsad? It's the other guy's bank account. So at the end of the day, who really cares? Who cares about Ikaro Mamon of any sort? And who cares about, you know, whether the Chepta Shel Nezek belongs to the Mazik? But if you say, at minimum, like Garmi requires at least a Maisa Hezek, maybe an indirect, the Chiddush of Garmi is, can be more indirect. Or maybe the Chiddush of Garmi is, like what Tosfos is saying, maybe, you know, the result injects a certain status of Chetzah Shal Shovi. Right? Maybe you need a Maisa Hezek, but Chetzah Shal Shovi. Maybe you just need a Maisa Hezek. So then the ownership of the Davar HaNizak matters. I always thought that's also the argument in the Rishonim about Sorish Torosa Shal Chaveiro. Right? How much do you pay? Right, the Bali Tosa say in the Bava Basra, Kufnim Zion, I think, and elsewhere, that you pay not the face value of the shtar. Let's say you have $100 chov. So how much do you pay for garmi when you burn the shtar? So Tosa says, not $100, $20, $60, right? Whatever the going rate is, you know, for which is an actuarial and a sociological, well, actuarial / sociological calculation, you know, how much would people pay? How much is it worth it to have a shtaraya? Because in the end of the day, you could always, you know, maybe be dealing with honest people. I'm just joking. But, you know, and if somebody really owes the other fellow money, even if he can't produce the shtar, hopefully he'll repay him. That's what he should be doing, right? But the reason that people, you know, lend on a shtar to begin with is for the security and for the reality of it increasing the likelihood of their being able to collect. In addition, in some cases, to the chosim shibadim, which again, if the guy can't pay and so on, becomes a factor. So given that, given all of that, how much is a shtar for a $100 loan really worth? It's, I'm not sure why I'm getting that noise. You can all hear me, right? Okay. So, what's the basis for the value? So again, in some societies it'll be $20, in some societies it'll be $80. You know, depending on the reality. But that's if you look at the shtar, right, as a chafzo, like how much is it worth as a commodity? But let me try both. I'll try the other one. If you're dealing with, you know, the chov, right? You know, then maybe it's $100, which sounds like it might be shita sarama. So in garmi itself, there's a huge discussion about, you know, the parameters of this particular din. Once you get the Zavar Goren L'Mamon, you know, it certainly sounds like you're dealing with more than, you know, Kama Hifsid Chaveiro. It sounds like you're certainly dealing with a Maisa Hezek. But the reason the Maisa Hezek isn't what's at stake in Zavar Goren, that's why the combination of the Raibin is so strange about Goren L'Goren, you know, Shaleach Sabeira. It sounds like what we're dealing with is, you know, either Shovi, right, or Bailus, or Chalos Hektesh, Chalos, etc. But some sort of relationship, the Chepa. So all that's why this Sugya in Psachim is so crucial. Because this Sugya is talking about Davar Goren L'Mamon with regard to Bayra Bayimatze, which means that it is weighing that Davar Goren, again, if Davar Goren L'Mamon is just a question of, you know, a different way of looking at Garmi, what does that have to do with Bayra Bayimatze? Well, I think there are two ways to say it, right? So if you said that Bayra Bayimatze is just about Rotsa B'Kimo or Ainu Rotsa B'Kimo, in the most pragmatic way. Namely, you know, you're going to have to pay for this thing, you know, and therefore you care about it. That's enough for Bal Yirah. The most pragmatic. Rotsa B'Kiyumo, in Rotsa B'Kiyumo, even without any kind of legal relationship to the chepetz. Then you can maintain that Davar Gor in the Mamon is a kind of garmi. Otherwise, we're talking about violating Bal Yirah or Bal Yimatzeh. For that, you need either Bailus or Rishus. You're talking about not even whether the chepetz has shovi, right? But whether or not, you know, you qualify as having a certain kind of relationship to it. Right? So that's why this Gemara is particularly crucial. Having said that, I don't know why I'm getting all this. Are you hearing normally and everything? Okay, I'm not. I'm getting these strange, like, shorting sounds. But so having said that, let's go back to, hold on 1 second. Let's go back to the original problem that we began with. Yes, I'm going to have to stop in like 2 minutes. My time's up. Well, I guess we'll finish up tomorrow, hopefully in person. And that is that this is the only Gemara that has this qualification on Davar Gor Mamon, that it applies only when it's no longer a Be'ed. And not only is it the only Gemara in which this appears, but there seem to be Gemaras that contradict it. And which Gemaras contradict it? As we said, Ona'a seems to contradict it. The Tosefta about Mazik seems to contradict it. The Sugin Sanhedrin, Tafkofir Beis, certainly contradicts it. Irani Dachas. These are all situations where seemingly we're dealing with a Be'ed. And yet the Gemara applies the principle of Davar Gor in the Mamon Kamamon Dami. How could that be? That's what troubled the Rashash. That's what troubled the Ksos. That's what troubled the Shagas Aryeh. They were all bothered by this question. So what I mentioned the other day was a lot of them target Rashi for the question. And the question is that fair to Gemara? But at the end of the day, you might have said, if not for Rashi, because the Gemara doesn't say anything about Rav Shimon, you might have said that what the Gemara is saying is Davar Gor in the Mamon might be Kamamon Dami, but it's never enough for Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, right? And as far as Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is concerned, you know, what's important is the fact that as long as it's Be'en, it's Hadra Lamare. Meaning, if all you need is to have Chetza Shel Shovi, you know, that's one thing. Maybe even Bailus over Chetza Shel Shovi, I'll explain that in a minute. But Bailus over Chametz, let's go further, to be the exclusive or the main or sufficiently central Bailum over the Chametz, such that that will have a consequence of Bayro Bayimatzeh. For that, you need more than Davar Gor in the Mamon. For that, you need that there's no link to some other, to the original, to the Mafkid. Then the Gemara is not saying anything about Davar Gor in the Mamon. It's a din in the particular additional requirements of Bayro Bayimatzeh. Right? But if you do hold like Rashi, and it is a broader halakha of Gavra Gorim, then what do you do with those other sugyas? So interesting, I was looking around just in the in the Shita Mekubetzes of Rav Gershuni, just to see what the Achronim say, if they say anything. And I saw two interesting answers. One, I think in the name of Oney Gontov, that Asher will check it out for us. And that is that he suggests that in order to answer all the questions, that Lo Yimatze is the makor for the din that in general Davar Gar Lomamu Kamamadami applies even to a Be'en. And all the Gemara really meant to say was that if not for Lo Yimatze, right, we would have thought that Davar Gar Lomamu only applies when there's no Be'en. But as long as is a chiyuv hashava of any sort, right, that there's no davar agon l'mamon at all. Kamash malon lo yimatze, the davar agon l'mamon applies universally, not just in chametz. Right, the gili milsa here isn't, we talked, you know, we're talking about lo yimatze, maybe the gili milsa that says for this particular din is expansive. No, he's saying this is the universal makor that Davra Gorin Lamamon applies even while it's a be'en, notwithstanding the chiyuv chazara, because you're going to violate Bayur Abayimatze. To violate Bayur Abayimatze, you have to not only have a chefza shel shovi, you have to be a competing or maybe even the Bailim, even vis-a-vis the mafkid, that could only be if Davar Gorim establishes Bailim. Not only Bailim, but a serious Bailim. So that's the Origante. But he quotes another answer, which I think, and then of course, that solves all of the problems, because Ona'a and Ma'azik. It's Osept, in other words. And, you know, Shlal Shemayim and all of that is because of the Maskan of our Gemara. He says, why don't you say the same thing? You know, why is that Dafka according to Mandam or Davar Gorin Lamamot? He says, you know, if you think Davar Gorin, like the first answer, second answer in the Gemara, if you think Davar Gorin is a pretty powerful thing, and then you want, you know, to prove based on the application to chametz that it's even more powerful or expansive than you thought, then, you know, this can be a kamash malon universally. But if you hold davar gorim is lav kamamon, then of course the din of lo yimatze is going to be a special din of chametz in the first day. Okay. But then he quotes some of the other achorim, I'm trying to remember who give a different answer, which is kind of what I wanted to say as well. And that also highlights pretty much what we've been discussing. I'm going over time. Just give me 2 more minutes and don't, you know, just, you know, don't tell anybody. And that is as follows. He says, maybe there are two types of bailus. There's bailus betoras bechefza, as the chefza, and there's bailus in the chefza simply as a dvar shovi. And maybe the din of davar gorin lamamon kemamon that never establishes you as the, I'm reformulating a little bit, as the ikar bailim on the chefza. But it does say that you are a bailim vis-a-vis its shovi. In other words, whenever there's a halacha that requires the chefza as a chefza, in that situation, right, as long as the chefetz is be'en and it's omeid lechazara to the bailim, then you're never the ikar bailim, because you're not the bailim on the chametz, right, as chametz, if not for lo yimatze. What you are bailim on is a chefetz shel shovi. So then what you have to do is figure out which dinim depend on the status of the chefza or bailus on the chefza, and which dinim depend on just looking at this chepetz as a davar shel shovi. So for example, when it comes to onah, and when it comes to shlal shamayim, the sugya of irani dachas, what we could say is that it doesn't really matter that it's kachim or whatever chepetz it is. Any chepetz, the only question is it shlal shamayim or does it belong to you? The answer is davar gar l'mamon k'mamon dami. You are a bailin on a chepetz shel shovi. This chepetz shel shovi. But a chametz for bal yirah, being a bailin on a chepetz shel shovi is irrelevant. You have to be the bailin on the chametz as chametz.
Runze?
Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi and Sanhedrin say that you need that it's dino kibbehema sirni dachas, meaning becherev, as opposed to shlal shamayim?
Right, you mean as opposed to what? You mean any shovi?
As opposed to shlal shamayim, misrefa.
I'm not understanding the question. Say again?
Or
I'm getting short here. One second. Let's see if I can tamp down the... Yeah, go ahead.
Rashi and Sanhedrin says that according to Rabbi Shimon, the Devar Gar on the Mamon K'mamon Dami, it would be Dino K'behemas Yenidachas Becherev. He doesn't say it would be Dino K'shlala B'sreifa. Shlala might be more of a Shovi question, but to be Magdarit as a behema...
I mean, this might not work according to that Rashi.
Yeah.
Could be. I'll look at it again. Could very well be. But the more general idea, I think, is an interesting perspective. And it's a subtle but an important line to draw within Bailus or Bailus on the Chefza. Having said that, so let me mention one other idea. I'm not going to elaborate because I'll stop. But and that is as follows. Is it possible also that maybe there's a difference between Kachim Shachaya Bakhri Yusun and other Dover Garla Mamot? This is something that the Rav Zatzal used to like to say, either in his own name or his father's name, or both. But it was interesting the way he used to say it. And that's why I think this needs to be like elaborated a little more. I'm not sure what he meant 100%. The Rav used to just point out the following phenomena, which alone might take you, in my opinion, in the opposite direction, but maybe not, and especially in light of what we just said. And that is as follows. Yeah.
What? I think we're over time.
Yeah. So I'm just going to 1 minute and the thought, but I appreciate it. I'll share. And that is as follows. Unlike Shomrim, where the Gorim Lamamon focuses on replacing the Chafza, in the case of Kachim Shachai Bachri Yusan, are you really replacing the chepza? Or is the obligation, right, if something happens to the achrayas, part of the chovas neder to begin with? You said hooray alai. You brought a korban. Something happens to the korban, you bring another korban. Is that because you are obligated to replace the korban? Or because you're obligated to fulfill your neder? On the surface, those seem like possibly two different types of davar garon l'mamot. And maybe that's an opening to explain that Rabbi Shimon's kachim shchayv bachri yusan is different than Rabbi Yaakov's shmira and so on. The question is, in which direction should that be different? So that's what I'll pick up with when we finish this tomorrow. And hopefully I will speak about Behemoth Sarnuna and Issa Sarnuna tomorrow as well. Okay, hopefully tomorrow will be in person.